Salomon Dastron, Disc 3.
Chapter 10. The Red Wallers had deserted the feasting table, leaving the two gluttonous stoats who were loath to leave food uneaten.
I'm bursting, Mocky. Toss me another cob of that Great Wall cake.
A half-finished apple turnover fell from Dingai's mouth as he shoved the remnants of the Great Hall cake in Thura's direction. He belched loudly and poured October ale into his mouth from an oversized jug.
Oh, your best, and look at me stout. Oh, me stomach's like a big beast's drum. How are we going to manage all this scoff between us? It's a mystery.
Cramming the cake into his mouth, Thura reached for a flagon of old blackcurrant wine.
It's a poor upbringing, I tell you. I can't stop eating.
Yeah.
I wonder what Fanaga would say if he could see us now, Mucky.
Dingai choked on his drink, spraying October ale across the table as he seized another vegetable pasty.
Don't you dare mention that name. What do you want to do? Bring Dad Lock on the tear of us? Don't even think of that blue-eyed villain. Anyhow, stop gabbing and keep scoffing, Mocha. We've got to finish all this lot yet.
Thura massaged his swollen stomach as he thrust a ladle into a bowl of meadow cream.
It's torture, Mocha. Plain old torture.
Sloshing the meadow cream over several red currant muffins, he dug his paws into the mixture and continued eating.
You're right. It's awful, wicked and awful.
Dingai dunked the pasty into a bowl of trifle.
Whoever our mothers was, they should never have brought us up in starvation and poverty. Life's cruel when you can't stop scoffing at it.
Equipment for the evening games was being set up on the west lawn. Targets, poles, ropes, hoops and other sporting paraphernalia were laid on the pitches where the games would take place. Arula and Samkim were helping Tud Spinney to knock coit pegs into the ground when Mrs. Faith Spinney came bustling over, shaking her head with worry and concern.
Mercy me, they two stoats is still eating. You should see them, the dreadful gluttons. I've tried stopping them twice, but they just ignores me. Do something to her, for they kills themselves with overfeeding.
A party, headed by Thrug, strode round to the orchard. He wagged a paw at Arula and Samkim.
Shirking your duty, mateys. I best said you was responsible for those two rascals. Not a worry, though. Me and Thrugan will scupper em.
Dingai and Thura were moaning pitifully, while still pushing food down their overgorged mouths.
Oh, reach that cheese for me, Mocha.
It's agony trying to finish all this pie and custard.
With a sweep of his paw, Thrug cleared the remaining food out of their reach, and Thrugan grabbed them by the ears as they strove to climb onto the table. Bremen closed his eyes in disgust at the sight of the two bloated stoats.
You stupid, greedy beasts! Have you not got a grain of sense between you? Remove them to the infirmary, please.
Bless you, kind sir. It's poverty's done this for us. Oh, my stomach. Don't carry me like that, ma'am, I beg you.
Thrugan slung Dingai across her shoulders. Thura belched and pleaded with Thrug as he was treated likewise.
Don't take us to the infirmary, sir. Be a good river dog and leave us here to die, peaceful like. Oh, me aching guts!
Brother Hollyberry patted them sympathetically.
There, there. You can both have a nice lie down on two soft beds. After I've physicked you, of course.
Two dismayed stoat faces spoke as one.
Physicked!
Aye, physicked.
Hollyberry grinned mischievously.
I've got a compound there made from wild garlic, slippery elm bark, bitter aloe root and squashed dock leaf mixed with nettle juice and blackweed compound. Two large ladlefuls each, and you'll be right as rain.
Oh, help, oh, mercy, sir!
Sister Nasturtium winked at Samkin.
Oh, I don't know if two large ladlefuls will be enough. By the condition of these poor creatures, I'd say three.
Thrug kicked open the infirmary door.
Three it is then, marm. You knows best. Tud, Bremen, you sit on their back paws. Me and Thruggan'll hold the front paws. Samkin, Arula, pinch their noses tight so they opens their mouths proper.
You old matrons!
Have pity, kind red haulers!
Help!
Hollyberry topped up a ladle with the foul-smelling medicine.
Hush, now, my little gluttons. One more shout out of either of you, and I'll double the dose.